Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, have you given any thought to what it might be like to go up against your old teammates? Your first time being traded? I'm sure it's going to be unique.
Yeah, I think it's a game that's been circled for a while. Obviously, it's a big one for us in the way the year's been going, where it's a tight Eastern Conference, so every point matters right now. But I think it's one of those things where you just got to get out of the way. First couple shifts will be different, but then once it settles in, it's just another game.
It'll be a little different next week, too, though, when you go there, though, right?
Yeah, I think obviously going back there is going to be different. It's a fun building to play in, so it's always, I think, highly anticipated when you go there because of how loud it can get. So I think at the end of the day it'll be good to get this one out of the way at home first and then focus on that one when it comes.
What do you think of their start the way they were the other day? They were first in the West and they've really gotten out quick.
Yeah, they start well. They got a fast team and a team that wants to play quick. It's something that I think being with those guys for the past couple of years, you can see them building in that direction. So as much as you're happy for some of those guys, when they come in here, there's no friends.
Is it first month for you personally, the opportunity, everything you kind of could have hoped for, maybe the opportunity when you look back at it, just the position that you've been put in and the ice time and the lines and everything?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, obviously, early on to play with some pretty good hockey players. And I think that's something that I mentioned early in the offseason was at this level, you're going to be put with good players no matter what. From first line to fourth line, you have deep rosters in the NHL now, and everyone can play. So I think it was just a matter of opportunity and having confidence in myself to build off something like this and to kind of add it to my game.
Why do you think maybe you and Alex Tucker have almost an immediate chemistry? I mean, the type of goal you scored he scored the other night, the two-year coming with speed, it's not the first time I've seen you two do that. Why do you think you guys have been able to build that chemistry so quickly?
Yeah, he's obviously a great player and someone I think over the past couple of years is someone that I've liked to watch and try to model my game after a bit. The way that he can force turnovers and turn offense quick is something that I like to kind of resemble in my game. So I think off the ice, we get along really well, and then that's kind of led to on the ice just having fun on the ice together and enjoying kind of the game. It's one of those things where at the end of the day I know I'm going to get an opportunity or two just because of him stripping a puck or creating a turnover on his own, and hopefully it's one of those things where I can create the same thing for him. And then Clouder's been awesome down the middle for us. Obviously his speed pushes teams back and that's allowed us to kind of create space.
But you guys keep up with him. I mean, he might be one of the best skiers in the league, but you guys aren't lagging behind.
Yeah, I think it's been good for myself. I'm forced to keep up with him out there, so it's been awesome. We would laugh about how fast and how hard he is to play against in the past, and he's the guy that if you get matched up against, you got to be aware of his speed, and everyone in the league knows it, so it's fun to be on that side of it, though, now, not chasing him around.
You referenced a couple seconds ago how crazy the East is when you look at that. How insane is that to see 12 teams within 1 point of each other?
Yeah, I think when you can go from either being 16th in the conference or 5th in the conference in 1 point, that's that's kind of the way I think it's going to be for a long time of the season. And I think when you look more into it, I think the worst plus minus for a team in our division right, or in our conference is -3. Then that continues to show how close the games are being. And I mean, you've seen it with us. We've been in overtime for 4 straight games. So it's going to be a dogfight all year. And I think that's what makes it so fun.
But how annoying is that? In 9 games, you guys have lost 1 regulation game in 9.
Yeah.
And you're still 1 point out of the bottom and 1 point out of the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's a kind of the main memo of the year. That's been you got to battle as a group and you got to compete because that 1 point is going to make a difference right now. And I think there's a lot of ways of looking at the past couple games where we might have thrown away a point, but we've also gotten a point where maybe in the past we lose a game or two there and instead of getting a point in overtime. And I think those points at the end are going
to
add up.
You're pretty qualified to talk about this Utah team. What's the biggest thing now to have to play against them, because you know what they can do?
Yeah, I think there's a couple guys on their team that they're going to play fast and they're going to play quick. And I think part of their memo and part of the thing that goes unnoticed is how competitive their top six is. And those guys might not be the biggest guys, but they work their nuts off and they battle hard. So it's one of those things where you're going to be in a dogfight when you play them, whether that's physically or just back and forth with transition. And I think the main focus point for us is not allowing them to create offense off of our own mistakes and making them come through us. I think we can kind of take notes from the last couple of games with Tampa, making it hard for them to come through the middle of the ice and not giving them turnovers to the blue lines, because if you do that, then they're going to generate a lot of offense on you. So I think that's our main focal point.
What were your kind of conversations like leaving Utah? I know it didn't seem like you were a guy that they were eager to part with. It was kind of a tough part for them for that trade. Like, what was it like kind of leaving?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of calls and texts over a couple day span from people all across the organization just thanking Cass and I for our time and obviously being a little bit upset about the move. And they I mean, I had fun wherever I am. I'm gonna have fun, and we had a blast last year with trainers and staff and players. But I think for me it was hard at times, because that equipment staff has been around since I was 0. So you kind of grew up with those guys and they've done an amazing job. So that was, I think, the hardest group to leave, other than some of your friends on the team, was leaving guys like Tony Silva and Jason Rudy and those guys who have been along since you were a toddler running around the rink. So obviously I'm going to run into them and say hi to them. But at the end of the day, I think they're competitive just like me, and there should be some bragging rights on the line for the summer.
What's it been like for your dad? I saw him in Toronto. I mean, he only saw one organization. And then his son was in the same organization. Yeah. What's it been like for him to see you in a Sabres jersey?
Yeah, he was probably the most excited, I think, of everyone in the family for the move, other than me, with the opportunity I was going to get. And he knows the type of organization this can be. There was rumors for a long time in his career that he was going to come here, and it was strongly considered throughout my childhood to come here and join this group. But he got a lot of heads up from Teppo Neumann and Danny Briere about how great of a city it is. And he's ecstatic that I'm here, and he loves the fact that I'm also close to him in Toronto, and he'll drive down, and him and my mom, I think my mom, she's been down a couple times, and we'll try to make every game, I think, at home this year. So it's been nice for both of them. But yeah, my dad was super excited for the move here, and obviously with everything that comes with this organization, he was excited for the future here.
So you knew he was almost part of the Pekka deal.
I don't know if it was a Pekka deal. I think it was a free agency. And
well, there was two deals.
I found out about the other day that my mom told me that he was almost involved in when I was probably 4 or 5.
That was Pekka.
Yeah, and then there was a free agency. I want to say it was either the 2009 or 2012 free agency where there was talks about coming here as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.